We thought we should just bring in an expert on the issue of good parenting, the kind of parenting that will be required in the next few days and weeks, potentially, as this coronavirus throws our school calendar into chaos. We know that the president has suggested school end a little bit earlier, just a few days earlier, about 3 days earlier for public schools. It's much longer for many private schools. But what does that mean you have to do in terms of ensuring that your child doesn't technically miss school days or school work, even though they're at home? Nikki Bush is a human potential and parenting expert and joins us on the line now. Nikki, what is required of us as parents or caregivers in the next few days?
Jan, such a good question, because we now face a situation where, depending on whether you're private or a government school, where parents are going to have their kids at home for between 360 and 540 hours in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And that means that parents are being tasked with keeping their children busy at home, both potentially academically as well as keeping them busy and away from a screen. And it's so easy to just let kids loll in front of a screen. In fact, they could grow roots into the couch. And while that's easy, it actually ultimately doesn't work. They need a balance between the on-screen and the off-screen time. So we really need to create some kind of structure for this lockdown time. And that structured time is basically a routine, a schedule. And that schedule needs to have different parts to it. Just like when a child's at school, they will follow a particular schedule with lesson plans, etc. We do need to make sure that even if our kids are at home, they have a regular wake-up time and a regular bedtime. They need time to do any academic work if school is going to be going online, and some schools are ready for that, others not quite so. How much time is that going to be? And I've made some inquiries, and until Wednesday, many parents are not going to know what that requirement is from a time perspective. And for the rest of the time, now that they're no longer doing sport and extramural activities, there's a massive chunk of time available in which to do things like maybe chores. Get your kids involved in chores. It's a good time to teach them. You've got time, you know. Involve them in the cooking now, because you're not going to be fetching and carrying. You've got extra time at your disposal. How are you going to maximize this time? And then what I would recommend parents do as soon as possible is, with their children, empty cupboards, empty toy boxes, see what games and toys you have, because I'm telling you, there are things that you've forgotten about, because you're going to need these resources over this time. And also look at your stationery cupboard. How much of everything have you got? Because this is a time to do crafts and creative activities as well. Get out all the Lego. Get out all the construction toys. So much can be learned through play. And play can be that edutainment bridge between education and entertainment. And I think the art of play is becoming a lost art of play, and this is actually one of the benefits of this time, is to get kids back into the mode of playing and appreciating what they actually have.
Nikki, such good advice, and we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time. Nikki Bush is a human potential and parenting expert.